Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, October 8th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host,
Coco Gato Calero.
Of course, trying to translate her name into yet another language.
The whole alley cat in Spanish. And you know why I did it in Spanish?
Well, of course we all know. We've taken a pony road trip.
And where might that be?
Yes, we loaded up a big armful of pony goodness, and of course we included a lot of pony snacks, and we are currently south of the border in Mexico.
Yay! Oh, you know, I think for a couple weeks there, I completely forgot to say my name in other languages. We were in Argentina so long that I guess I became a native and I no longer felt the need to speak in another language because I was home and I could speak whatever language I wanted to in Argentina because I was there so stinking long.
Exactly. But finally, we have finished with it. My God, I didn't think it would ever finish.
A wonderful, wonderful country of ponies, but wow. You know, I'm telling you, I know we say it time and time again, but when they hit, who had any idea that Argentina was going to have as many ponies as we have discovered since they first came on the discovery scene? I am just, and there seems to always be more, but wow. Boy, they were a busy country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and of course, you know, we can't forget, you know, we did travel back to the U.S. last week for our great, grand interview, dear Lord.
Telling you, man, going to put me out of business, keep talking that much. Have a new co-host.
Yeah, I hardly had to talk. I thought it was great. You two were just kept going at it, and it's like, once in a while, he jumped in there with an occasional comment or a question, and then you two just went back at it.
We ought to rename this show Sister Host. You know, the polygamous talk show, so to speak, although, you know, we're not really married to each other or anything like that, but it seems like our hosts just keep multiplying. So, okay, yes, all those children out there listening, polygamy, many, many piglets. Host. Never mind. I'm just going to dig that hole deeper some other day. Lots of pygmies.
Yes.
Lots of pygmies. We're all short. There we go. That's a little better.
There you go. Oh, we must say hello to Miss Gadiman, of course, our regular in the chat room.
Our new PR rep. Hey, Mrs. G. Or Miss G, whichever you prefer. I'm not even in the chat room. Whoa, what?
What?
What? I just get... Oh. It's like, I feel like a cat who just heard its own echo or something. I'm just like, what? What was that? You know, get ready to, you know, bark at myself.
Oh, my
I had some weird feedback there where I heard an echo, and I thought, oh, my gosh, there's somebody else on the phone.
Oh, my God, that sounds just like when I'm at work and someone says my name, and it's like, you know, a bunny rabbit popping out of the hole because of the way our cubicles look. It's like all of a sudden my head will pop up and I'm looking around trying, did someone say my name? Did someone
call
me?
Yeah, that would probably scare just about anybody.
Well, yeah, that's because my supervisor is constantly yelling my name, and this week it's been more than normal.
You know, let's talk about more than normal. Last week, boy, did we lay on the pony talking.
Oh, my God.
It was all pony talk. It was virtually no chit-chat, you know, sidetracking. It was just pony talk galore. Which is nice. I think for a while there we were getting a little bit carried away with the non-pony talk, but by no means do I think I could live in pure pony talk world, because I think I would not find it quite spicy enough.
Yeah, not anymore, no. But, you know, of course, speaking of spicy...
And we are in Mexico, where the food is spicy.
Well, yes, we are. Shall I pull out the teapot and give it a little rub down?
Are we going to try to do that this week? I mean, a poor girl, a poor genie. Do we have reason to hope?
I think we do. Let me just rub the teapot and let's see what we get, shall we?
Sure thing. Go for it. Thousands of seals screaming.
Hola, mis ponies, amigas. Pony Tula, here ya.
She lives.
Hello. Besa. Pony Alegra para el mundo. Pony Joy to the world. We're in Mexico this week. Woohoo! Thanks
yes,
for letting me out of my teapot.
Oh, thank you. You're back. Oh, God.
I thought you guys
no
totally
idea
forgot about me.
Did you catch any of the stuff, any of the shows? You were like back from the brink of death. Did you fill yourself in on any of the stuff we did while we cried and lamented your absence? That's the word I'm looking for.
Well, I won't lie. I won't say I don't have a little catching up to do, but I do listen, even when I'm not on. So thank you. Thank you for your concern about my well-being. As you can tell, I'm back. I'm a little sniffly. Maybe my voice sounds a little deeper, but I am here, and I am ready to talk pony.
I have half the community was texting me going, where is she? Is she all right? Let me know she's alive. I'm like, okay.
You know, it was funny. About 6 days went by all quiet, but I was too sick to care. And then on the seventh day, I said, gee, I wonder if I should text somebody.
Yeah, we
still,
all heard, you know.
Bedridden.
Kind of funny.
And on the eighth day, my phone exploded from all the text messages saying, where are you?
Yeah,
oh,
because
God,
a week is as far as we can go. We can only give you space for so long before people start freaking out.
Pony Judy can only take off 7 days. It's all vacation she gets.
Oh, geez, you're lucky.
People need their magic.
You're lucky.
Didn't
you
make you feel loved.
7 days.
Come
I feel very
yeah
loved.
And I was...
If
I was
you're
lucky. Yeah, see, we're all talking all over each other because we're so happy. It's like a gag. We're so happy.
That's why
she's
our community is the best ever because, you know, we all do really care. You know, we're not just faceless names on a screen. We're real people
no
and we really hook up. And,
yes.
You know?
Speaking of hooking up, you need to make a road trip.
Oh, yeah.
I am making a road trip next week. I'm going to Boston.
Ooh, wrong direction.
Oh.
Sounds fun, though.
It's
speaking
be fun.
Of, oh, and talking about real people, there's other people in the pony community that we need to reach out to who seem to be caught up in other parts of their lives other than the important part, which is the ponies.
How dare they? How dare they let other parts of their lives interfere with pony fun?
I know. What are they thinking?
Well, let me give a shout-out to Mrs. Gadiman in the chat room. I know she's listening.
Oh,
hello,
hello.
I don't think she's heard me on before.
She says, welcome back, Cody Jeannie. She says, welcome back.
Oh. I will curtsy in her general direction and say thank you very, very much. I'm glad to be back.
You know, you're lucky. You know, at least people can go 7 days without seeing you or hearing from you. According to my coworkers at work, they can't go a day without seeing me.
Aww.
So I was gone for a day. When I was sick, I think it was last month or, 2 months ago, I was out for 2 days. I had my one coworker going, I was trying to bribe our supervisor to get your phone number so that I can call you.
Oh, my goodness. They can't even let you be sick at home. They got to call you at home, huh?
Of course, now I think I've darned myself because I gave them my Facebook page.
Oh,
so now they're on Facebook.
That's it.
That's okay. If you want to get anybody off your Facebook page, you just put in your announcements, darn, got another virus, and watch how quickly your friends drop you.
Wow, that's a really good tip.
It is. I'm serious. You want to get rid of the people that are just like the hangers-on that really don't mean anything in your friends list, you just say, gosh, any of those messages from me, look out for that virus. I got hacked again. And boop, 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 there they all go.
Awesome. It saves you the trouble of having to, you know, like the stigma of having to delete them yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't have to, like,
you.
You don't have to be like the bad guy. It'd be unfriending people, and people think you're just a snob. No, it's the reverse psychology thing, you know, getting the guy to break up with you.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know, like when you're at a party and you're stuck talking to somebody that you really don't want to talk to, and if you need, like, a good out, like a way to get away. This is like,
Tom, never mind, I'm not going there.
The online equivalent. Oh, I'm not thinking of anything gross. Just, you know,
let's not go there. Everybody is sounds like they're...
Tracks is home.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Heart's coming back online. Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. I can... Oh, my gosh. That was so bad. I seriously got lightheaded and thought I was going to fall down. I thought I heard the door, and I was going to go downstairs to check, and Kitten just came up and just scared the frickin' ponies out of me. Among other things, excuse me, I got to change my pajamas.
I think you better change your name from Lil Alley Cat to Big Scaredy Cat.
Well, you know, you
scare
you
every week.
Look, the girl is bigger than me. Well, taller. And... She comes and she just, like, jumps out of nowhere, you know. I feel like the little kitten getting pounced on by the tiger or something. I think we got the names backwards.
You studied martial arts and you've been trained in firearms. You should be afraid of nothing.
Yeah, but I can't hurt her. She's my spawn.
Oh.
Therefore, all I can do is smack her with the T-shirt that I was folding whilst doing the laundry.
Yeah,
so I can only be scared of
her
or be startled by her. I'm not allowed to defend myself. Yeah, had it been anybody else, you know, I could go into, like, commando mode, but no, it's her. I just got to freak out. See, the thing was, I heard the door, and I was expecting either her or Tomcat to come home, and when they didn't say anything, I figured it was Tomcat because he knew I'd be doing the show, and maybe he was actually going to be quiet. So I was not expecting that at all. Okay. And now she's disappeared again. If she scares me again, I'm going to so ground her because I have that kind of power. I rarely use it.
Well, on the pony talk, I've got a quick question for you two.
No such thing.
Okay, ready.
I recently switched desks at work. And let's just say the mojo at my new desk, yeah, I've been yelled at more times this week than anything.
What, you got too much pony goodness going on? What are you saying?
Is your desk covered in ponies?
I know. I've gotten, like, as a total all week, I think a total of 4 payments from people.
What's this got to do with ponies? What are you talking about? I'm confused.
I'm wondering if the pony genie could lay some pony magic on this Diamond Dreams, who will go to work with me tomorrow and hopefully reverse the bad pony, the bad luck at my desk.
So this actually has nothing to do with ponies. You just wanted to twist it around to make it sound like it has something to do with ponies, when in fact it's just work.
You want me to put the magic on your Diamond Dreams so that you, when you take her to work, things get better? Is that what you want?
There you go, because Diamond Dreams will come with me to work and sit on my desk then.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you just used me. But more so Pony Genie. Like I got, that was like such a bait and switch maneuver.
But hey, you know, I bring the pony goodness to all around me then.
Just give the woman her magic so she can get more money and get real ponies, so she'll talk about ponies and not just try to subvert us into thinking she wants to talk about ponies when she really just wants to talk about money.
All right. Speaking of a spell, let's get my magic sprinkles out.
You ready?
Hit the sprinkles. Okay, I'm whipping up a spell. The candle of rose. Oops. Hey, what happened to the effect? You can't have broken. Oh, here we go. Now keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Thank you. All right, this one is going to grow for Pandora Rose, and it's going to help those that need help at work. We're going to put Diamond Dreams on her desk.
Just put it on the loop, okay?
Okay, that's enough sprinkles. And everything is going to be real good, because the nose knows, and the shows can't get slows. So we're going to bring some ponies in to eat at Joe's. There we go. Where's your spell? Okay,
oh,
does it make sense?
Nice.
Because it's magic.
Oh, guys, so awesome. Kitten just got Tomcat, and he's yelling. Yes. Sorry. Had a moment. All I heard was, like, I just heard screaming from downstairs. I'm like, oh, Tomcat's home.
Are you suggesting that your girl just runs through the house sneaking up on people?
Oh, yeah, no,
like
she's been doing this since she was way, way little. It's like her thing to find hiding places and leap out at you. It's crazy, okay? It's just crazy. But that was a wonderful, awesome moment. I'm sorry you guys didn't hear it because it was great.
We were having our own wonderful, awesome moment. While
I know,
you were
having the never-ending pony genie thing going on.
Well, the less pony-related it is, the more sprinkles I need.
Yeah, she's been a little trigger happy with the sound effects too. You should be forewarned.
No, I asked her for that.
I know, I
heard. That stuff up to 11. I need the extra large size genie sprinkles. Now, okay, who's watching stuff on eBay this week? Anybody need any good eBay luck? Since we got the sprinkles out, I can just throw some extra around.
I haven't actually been on eBay because I've been too poor. Back to the trip.
Well, that happens to all of us. I'm actually watching something right now, but I don't live in the country that they ship to, so I'm trying to work that out with the seller.
Ah.
So try asking really nicely. If asking nicely doesn't work, I try cajoling. If cajoling doesn't work, I try appealing to their better nature. And if they don't have a better nature, then I just threaten them.
Cajoling. Good Scrabble word. I gotta wonder what you can do with that darn 8-point J.
You know, I live in country B, and they only ship to countries A, C, and D.
Hmm.
But I really, really, really need this stuff. Now, I mean, I could try to find somebody in country B or country C or country D that, you know, would accept the package for me, but then I got to pay probably double shipping.
That is a very big dilemma right there.
I really do need to rant about that, though, because, I mean, what's the point? How hard is it to fill out a little custom paper? Hold on, people.
Wood. Yes, probably not.
It came out of my purse. All right, I'm going back to my show. I was in mid-rant. Anyway, how hard is it to fill out a custom slip? For crying out loud, it takes 50 seconds to do? Not even a minute. 45 and a half seconds to fill this out. You put your name, you put your address, and you put where it's going, and you put that address, and then, oh, my God, you have to tick a box. Is it a gift, or is it, you know, commercial goods, or is it a commercial sample?
So what you're saying is not only is this a pony show, this is a post office tutorial on international shipping.
It's really no big deal. I figured, you know, it scares people away. Oh, I have to fill out a form. Oh, no.
That's true. And especially if you got to pay for PayPal, or if you're going to pay or take payments from PayPal, and you just have to click that extra button of accept international payments, they convert it for you, for crying out loud.
You have to, like, tick a box, yes, I'll accept international payment, and tick a box that says, yes, I'll ship anywhere. And if somebody's willing to pay you what the shipping is, no matter how much it is, sell to the person, for crying out loud. It would be one thing if I was writing them saying, well, I need to know how much it's going to be.
Well, you know, and if you really want to be a stinker, okay, just if you're worried about losing stuff and you're thinking, oh, the seller's going to come back at me or the buyer's going to come back and say they didn't receive it, just say you won't ship without the insurance or whatever the heck it is. It's more expensive, yes, but at least you're giving them the option to say, yeah, I'm going to pay that. I'll pay that extra price, and then the seller doesn't have to worry about getting bit in the butt because then they got that confirmation thing going on.
Right on, little Alicat. Thank you. I would be willing to do that. They could say, I'll ship it to you, but you're going to have to pay me for this express shipping with tracking numbers and the whole nine yards. It's the most super expensive way it goes because I don't trust you and I don't know you. I'd say, fine. I just really want the item. Please.
I've done that, actually. A few times I've contacted international sellers with my handy-dandy translator. It probably tells me that I'm calling their mom a green donkey. But in the process I also ask if they wouldn't mind opening it up to international shipping if I agreed to pay for said insurance or whatever. And I'd say 99% of the time they're cool with that.
This is going to be an uphill battle because this particular seller was too lazy to even write a description for their item. So they're probably
got one of those. Forget it.
Yeah,
that's
it's
like a step away from them saying, come to my house and pick it up yourself. Only selling to people on my street.
Too lazy to write a description. And just so nobody gets offended, I looked them up. They are not a pony community person. They are a person who deals in all sorts of merchandise. So I can't play the pony board card here.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I hope
someone
it works out for you.
I just tell them, hey, it's the pony genie, and they're usually happy to help.
Sounds like it's really underneath your, in your crawl or whatever you want to call it, and I hope it gets resolved somehow for you.
Yeah, well, a little magic for myself.
You need a little magic.
I'm so close. I am just so freaking close to completing the subset of my collection. But anyway.
I'm glad you're here from Mexico. You know, as often as you have mentioned, working with people who speak Spanish, and even when we're not talking about something in Spanish, you'll say something in Spanish. I'm so glad we're in a country that speaks Spanish for you. Come on.
Oh,
you've been waiting
fun.
A year for
fun.
This.
I also want to give a shout-out to Peppermint Truly. You know her. She's on both of the major pony boards as Peppermint Truly.
As well as my swap partner last year.
She runs a website called Mexican Pony Paradise, and you can go to MexicanPonyParadise.com to see her site, and she's who I consider to be the expert of experts on ponies from south of the border.
We will be using her site as a supplementary site
I can figure out how to navigate it. There's so many beautiful pages here. I guess it depends what set you're looking at. There's a page for each set, but everybody, pull up the Where the Rainbow Ends. We're using that tonight, the IntoTheSea.com. and then 1980s ponies, and then go to international ponies and find the Mexican flag. It looks like the Italian flag, except it has an eagle in the middle with a cactus.
Boy,
oh, yeah.
I really get the sense that you missed talking to us all. You are just, you know, you are like on the mend. You are just, you're just ready to talk. You're ready to just get that information out there. I'm just,
I am.
So
while you're talking, I'm flailing my arms around because I can't get the words out fast enough, guys.
Is Pep not going to be able to make a little cameo call-in for us?
Well, I'm going to defer that question to whoever's watching the switchboard. I gave her the number. I don't think she's going to be home tonight, but I gave her the number so she can call and listen in via phone. So if you happen to see a California exchange number there, it's like dinner time there right now. So who knows where she is.
As if dinner time should ever stop the show.
Yeah, I don't think she's putting down her dinner to come listen. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, you know,
I don't put down my dinner to do the show. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I ate my dinner on the show. I don't know if you heard me crunching.
I'm
but
not
I was
eating
working
dinner
my way
on the show. Something's wrong.
I was working my way through Popeye's chicken and biscuits while we were opening up the show.
Oh, wait. Oh. No, wait. I've got the best one. In honor of Mexico today, I had for dinner. Can you guess what I had for dinner?
Tacos.
No.
Enchiladas.
I was second guess. Burritos, fajitas,
no.
Quesadillas.
Taco Bell. Quesadillas.
Yeah. I had Euros.
Spanish fried rice. Tomatillos.
No.
Chimichangas.
I had Euros.
What?
I had
what?
Euros.
Euros are Greek.
Euros, Greek, wrong country.
Made by Mexicans.
That was a trick question, Panda.
No, made by Mexicans.
I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that.
Get out of here. Euros made by guys from Mexico?
I don't think I'd be
yeah.
able to. That wouldn't work for me, no. Sorry,
that
I like
never
my ethnic food prepared by the correct ethnicity.
Oh, no, you got to come to New York and we'll get some Chinese
New York,
made
all
Mexican.
That grew up in New York. All right,
the Chinese
doesn't count.
Good Mexican here. It's amazing.
New York kind of breaks all. New York is like the I after E except after C kind of rule. You know, it doesn't count. But since
well,
we actually
I
mentioned do. Mexico yet again, maybe we should talk about the ponies before people say, you know what, I'm so sick of this show, I'm not even going to listen anymore.
Yep, it's 9:30. It's a good time to jump off and start talking pony.
Yeah, well, here we go. Here's a little bit of information. Many of my little ponies that were sold in Mexico were actually imported from the U.S., believe it or not.
Who knew?
But there were two companies who made unique Mexican ponies. The companies were Little Letty. And
that's the washing machine.
Dear Lord.
I'm leaving.
I'm
all right, we're good.
Late.
Between your washing machine and Trax washing the dishes, we're just all going to have to shout.
I used to shout. Stain remover just now, actually. Little Letty.
Okay,
I always say Little Letty when referring to that particular company.
Letty?
I don't know if that's correct enunciation, but that's what I say.
Little Letty was the first pony to have been granted rights. Was the first company to have been granted rights to produce My Little Pony. The factory actually burned Akron the factory burned down, I guess this is what it's trying to say, and Akron was granted the rights to continue the line, so...
Are you talking about Oricon?
Yeah, she's talking about Oricon. That's the second company that
was
licensed.
I was like, who's she talking
pony?
About? That's Oricon.
Sorry.
But it was the stamps on the ponies were made in Mexico, Lily Letty or Blank Hooves, as Oricon never stamped their seal on them.
Okay.
And,
so, is that a Mexican pony with blank hooves? It's Oricon?
Yes.
Yeah. See, what she's saying?
And their hair is much longer than their U.S. counterparts, Some have manes that will touch the ground.
You know, I'm telling you, when you get into some of these countries, the Mexican countries, some of the Spanish ponies, things like that, it's like playing pony, you know, investigator. Because when they don't stamp their stuff, it takes an awful lot of time before, you know, we have to get some sort of concrete evidence of where these things come from. I don't know if some of the newer collectors really appreciate just how long it takes to find out that any given pony was Spanish or Mexican or whatnot till this information became widely available. I mean, they were just like these, you know, no country ponies. That's what they were, no country ponies. They arrive, they're there, they have nothing on their feet. Are they even Hasbro ponies? I mean, nobody even knew. So every time we talk about a country that has the no stamps, like now we're talking about the Auricans, it just amazes me that we even know where they're from.
Well, I tip my hat to those older collectors that did it without Facebook and without Skype and were able to communicate to people all around the world and find out where these ponies originally came from, just by talking about what ponies you had as kids. You know, we've found out a lot of this stuff. Also, I think it's amazing that, like, the Lilly Letty factory burned down, but they didn't bother to rebuild it. Like, what happened to Lilly Letty? It just went out of business.
Uh-huh.
Lilly Letty was...
Yeah. Do they even have insurance in Mexico? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, they didn't have
insurance.
They burned
down
in Mexico.
To put up more profitable.
Factory burns down, and you're gone.
The entire family has vanished, and they're in political asylum in some other country.
Yeah, like, what's up with that? So then this other company, Auricon, came along, and well, they didn't bother to stamp their ponies. I kind of like
them. Everybody
stamp,
knew who
you know?
They were.
Yeah, everyone knew who it was anyway.
You're in Mexico, you're like this huge toy company, people know who you are, you know, your family, you don't mess with the family, you know who they are.
La familia.
There you go.
Don't mess with la familia. But I like seeing that little made in Mexico stamp. It, when I look at it, I say, yeah, this is like special.
I agree, but you know what's funny? Is that the Auricans were made nicer than the Lilly Letties, but I also like the stamp. I'm not real fond of ponies that have no stamp or marking on the hooves.
No,
I have a couple,
I like a marking.
Really, really special occasion where I'll even let them stay because they don't wow me with their little no marking.
And what is the stamp that's on a Lilly Letty pony? Can anyone see what it is? Does anyone have one handy that they could pull
it
out?
It says the little Lilly. It says Lilly Letty.
I'm looking
yeah,
at a picture
in a weird shape.
I'm looking at a picture of it, and it just looks like, I don't know.
Think Star Wars letters as they're going off into space.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're coming
and
up, and they're
like going
scrolling. Off. So they're like coming at you in like a pyramidal, and then they go down. So they kind of make like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's that? Not hexagonal.
Can't read
that.
Can
not
read
that? Is it hexagon that has six sides? It almost makes a hexagonal kind of little stamp going on there.
Keep your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, dear Lord.
I ask him what he sees. I show him the pony seat.
I see diamonds. What do you see?
It looks like a square with something written inside of it.
No, the other one says Lilly Letty.
Well,
the other one.
What is the hoof on the left?
The square says nothing.
The square says nothing? It's just a
square?
No,
it's not the square you want to look at. It's the other one that says Lilly Letty.
The one on the left?
Yeah.
Right.
That's supposed to say Lilly Letty.
Yeah, just imagine the Star Wars thing in the beginning of time scrolling across your screen as it goes away in the distance. That's L-I-L at the top.
Like Star Wars,
now do the opposite to the bottom. It's L-E-D-Y.
They're punched in. Okay, now I see it. I was looking at it in reverse. When I look at the dark of it, then I can read it. The letters themselves are dark because they're engraved in. I was reading it in reverse.
So you were trying to find, like, the two faces instead of the vase.
Yeah, I was trying to read the pink parts and not the dark part. That's why I couldn't see it.
Oh, God. Boy, I think you need to lay off the cold medicine there for a while.
I agree. But it actually is quite interesting that that actually comes to play in how you know which one is Lily Letty and which one is the other company.
We just went over that. One stamp, one isn't.
No. Listen. We'll move right on into Minty, who is light green with white hair, light blue eyes, and her symbol is light spring green clover. Lily Letty had concave feet. Now.
Oh, no. So they were competing companies, or is this something that Arokan later just re-released after Lily Letty burnt down?
Probably because Arokan had the same exact design, no country stamp of origin, and she had flat feet.
Other than that, they look pretty close, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Same stencil. Same body color. Same eye color.
How much do we want to bet that the companies are one and the same?
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, because, like I said, the other company did it so much better. We'd have to ask an expert who has enough of each company's to really be able to say what happens, what they think, you know, if they're at all related somehow. You know, like maybe the mold worker in the assembly line of Lil Letty went off and created Orokin, took the pony mold with him or something.
I'm asking Peppermint Truly right now.
Go to the source.
Okay, we're wondering if Orokin was really Lily Letty doing business.
I think I read somewhere about them actually being, you know, obviously toy companies that focus on more than just that, but it's like people out there are like, you idiots, okay? There were two different companies. One was Mattel, one was Hasbro. They made toys. They, you know, come on. They were the two and only two companies that made toys in Mexico. One burnt down. It was a competition thing. Now there's a monopoly. It's called Orokin. What's there to understand?
But it just makes you wonder, because the one company made the flat feet and the other company made the concave feet. Of course, Lily Letty making the concave feet was how they made the stamp.
Okay, I think we're spending a wee bit too much time on this issue. Until we get a definitive answer from an actual expert.
All right. According to Peppermint Truly, Minty was made in four different versions: the Lily Letty flat foot, Lily Letty concave feet, Orokin flat feet, and Orokin flat feet variation.
Oh, jeez.
Four versions. You can see all pictures of all four on the MexicanPonyParadise.com. Just click on the collector set, she says.
All right, I'm going there. I got to see this for myself.
Mexican Pony Paradise?
Yeah, MexicanPonyParadise.com.
And go to my collection?
No, go to the second blue block from the top, collector set.
Under information. I had her site linked funny.
Yeah, the opening pony is Cotton Candy, but there's links to all six, original six, there at the top of the collector set page. Hit Minty and you'll say, yep, just like she says. Four versions. There they are. Oops, wait. Okay, we're missing
a image for the other one, but that's okay. It's coming soon.
Yeah, we're missing a picture of, well, and I believe her, too. she's on the ball with this stuff. So Orokin Minty is a slightly different shade of green for the as her color, and it's like a, the Lily Letty one looks more like a bluey green, and this Orokin one is like a mintier green. Wow, look at that long hair they have, too. The Orokin Minty has like but the second Laura Chinminty has really long hair. Do you think that's a haircut on the Lily Letty?
I don't know, but I really like the bright whiteness of that hair and shine she's got going on for that picture.
Yeah, it's like pearlescent, right?
Yeah, that's some awesome-looking hair.
Hot. Well, thank you, Peppermint Julie.
It says her hair is shorter than Oregon Minties, but longer than U.S. Minties. See, that's what happens when you read the description. You answer your own questions.
Well, if we were allowed to use this as the, you know, as our info page for the show, I would say read that. But you guys will just have to read it for yourself.
Yeah, she's got a ton of information on here.
We're working with where the rainbow ends.
Yeah,
okay.
And you know what, guys? We're going to be in Mexico forever just because they just seem to get stuck on a pony and kept doing it till they felt they were happy with the results, apparently.
There's a lot to know. There's a lot of questions about these ponies, you know? I mean, not everybody has them. They're interesting.
I only have one.
I only have one.
I only have none.
Oh. Great. Well, now, see, you got to get one to eBay with you right now. Get them next.
Seriously, and they can be pretty cheap. The little Letties are cheaper than the Oricans, and I think is how it goes.
I did not know that. Oricans are more expensive.
Well, I mean, this I heard from Pony Guru was that because Orican is made better, you know, they will fetch a little bit higher of a price. That's just
we like our ponies good looking. That's where that comes from.
And I think also it might have been because of some of the ponies that were actually made by Oricon but not made by Little Letty were just more in demand. Just kind of like, you know, coupled with the fact that they're made a little better. There is one pony I'm looking to still get from Mexico. If I dare get over the lead syndrome, we did not discuss that, people. Okay, we didn't discuss the serious toxic hazard of bringing a Mexican pony into your house. I hope Pep truly has a special chem hazard gear that she wears when she goes into her pony room.
A hazmat suit. Why?
That's what I'm talking.
Ponies are full of lead.
Their thing that holds their tail in place. You know how we have the nice little tail washers, the little circular things? They got this huge lead weight. I mean, is like, it's like a solid hunk of lead. I mean, if it was radioactive, it would light up the room. It's just this huge chunk.
Well, lead in itself isn't dangerous. You just have to not, you know, you have to handle it responsibly. You know, you don't want to ingest lead, but it can't hurt you just being in the room with you.
Don't be cleaning your pony's tail and doing stuff with the lead and then rub your eyes or bite your nails or, you know, eat a burrito and then ingest lead. Not a good idea. I personally, of course, being the extreme, you know, like get out special tools and don't touch the lead at all.
Oh, goodness. Well, I wouldn't take it to that extreme. I would probably just be mindful, you know. Wash your hands before and after handling toys. It's good practice anyway, no matter what you're handling.
Right, because we don't know. We don't know what other kinds of things, the plasticizers and everything else back when we weren't carefully regulating toys as anally as we do now. And I mean that in the most respectful way.
Somebody, please think of the children.
You know, but yeah, you know, you never know. I think everything has the potential to be hazardous in some way. And like you said, it's all about being responsible. But this one has a big flashing light of be responsible with me, which would be the lead weights that are inside them. Now, I don't know if they did this through every single one, but I suspect they did, and I'd have to investigate to see if there's a mention of that somewhere.
I totally didn't know that they had these big, like, lead fishing sinkers holding the tails in place.
And what's weird is they got a string attached to it as well. I don't know if you remember, which other country it was.
Mexican pony is a baby. Did the babies have it too?
I'm just going off of kind of like gathered knowledge that I read or heard or whatever, but not having...
hearsay. Teeth. You're talking hearsay.
No, well,
okay.
I have a pony that does have a big old lead weight in her, so I've seen it. You know, I heard about it. I was like, really? And I opened up my pony and I was like, well, I'll be darned. There it is. It's kryptonite inside my pony. Who knew? And then it's got like a funky string attached, too. And I can't remember if that was Argentina or there was another country that did that. But, like... I guess that was part of their way of fishing the tail through, and they just, like, never bothered to snip off that string.
Yeah, why bother? No one's going to see it anyway.
But it's, like, actual string. It's not like, it almost looks like something like somebody just went and tied in there by hand or something. It's kind of funny.
Oh, God, that is just too funny.
Let's see, Mexican body hair symbol eyes. Yep, see, yeah. Okay, but now, here's some other information about the tail. Their tails are usually held with some sort of quarter string, which I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It usually even pokes out of their tail holes. And there are certain ponies that have their tails held in place with some sort of wax. So that wax, yeah, So I guess not all of them would have the lead. I guess, again, this would be a department for somebody who has enough Mexican ponies to know if this was just, like, for
definitely
a certain amount of years or if it went across the board.
Very weird. It reminds me of my early attempts at customizing. Like, the first time I tried to get a tail into a pony, I didn't know how to do it. So I tried shoving it in one way, and I tried shoving it in the other way, and I tried threading it in. And I put the threader in backwards, and the tail went in upside down, and I had bits of wire sticking out the pony's tail hole, and it was lopsided. Trial and error, people.
Wow. I'm telling you, PT's site is so awesome. I mean, there's like a whole page on the distinctions of Mexican ponies. She breaks it down by everything, body, plastic, symbols, eyes, hair, tail. And she really, really, you know, and she talks about the difference with the Little Letty and the Oregon and, thinking... Little Letty was a major toy company in Mexico during the 80s. They produced a whole bunch of brand name stuff, like strawberry shortcake and stuff. But then Oregon was another powerful Mexican toy company, and they produced things from other brands. So right there, you got the setup for the whole, fire.
That's right. Fire and then no more. All of a sudden, pony is being made by this Oregon people.
And
major,
you know what? Neither one of them exists anymore.
Oh, this is just too rich. I love it.
I know. There's like so much pony intrigue going on the Mexican site, let me tell you.
Absolutely. This is great. Yeah, everyone got to check out the Mexican Pony Paradise, because my Lady Pep, she don't play. When she makes a site, she goes for it.
Oh, and you see now, Lady Pep's got one of the things I would love to have. We'll get there. When we talk about it, I will mention, she has this. But that's cool.
I'll refrain. Get her on the show. Even because we're probably going to be in Mexico, for a few weeks anyway? So
at this rate, we're going to be in Mexico till Christmas because, we've covered one pony.
We have covered one pony. Let's do another pony. Who's up next? We should at least get two ponies done in the first hour. No, let's talk about Minty some more.
Hey, at least we are talking about ponies. This is just so exciting. This is a whole other thing going on in Mexico than what we've seen in some of the other countries. There's a lot to take into consideration, people.
I'm going to shove this straw in my mouth and drink some tea, and that should give Panda time to get wordy.
Oh, we're going to let Panda talk this week? Apparently not. She's just going to giggle. We'll just leave it at that. She's good.
I guess I do get to talk this week.
Let's get that giggling. you know what else I love about Pep's site? I mean, you know she really loves these ponies when she says things like, Mexico gave birth to some of the previous pony variants. I mean, this is, like, really personal now, okay? Mexico is giving birth to these guys. I mean, that tells you how intimately pony collectors really identify with their collections and the stuff that they love. I mean, these countries didn't produce. They gave birth. You know, it's amazing.
people from Mexico are passionate about what they love. And I'll tell you, Karina, I don't mind using her real name because she posts it on her site, that's Peppermint Truly. She grew up in District Federal of Mexico City, Mexico, the capital. So she has background. She played with these Mexican ponies, you know? As a kid,
wow.
She had them. Peppermint Crunch was her favorite pony. She told me this one night, and that's why that's how she got her name. That's what it was. I started a thread in Friends on TP. I said, how'd you get your pony name? And neither one of you two replied to my thread. But anyway, Peppermint
did. Why did nobody cared, honestly? Who the heck cares? I mean, if you really care, look up my avatar. What's it look like? It looks like a cat. I thought it was self-explanatory.
Oh, but you have such a cute story about it.
Pandora
Rose,
story.
I don't know how she got her name. It's a mystery.
But
who, me?
Who, you? No, the other
Pandora Rose on the phone?
Pandora Rose 4.
Yeah, right? The one that was made by Orkin, too. Orkin gave birth to Pandora Rose. And we're going to talk about how exactly that came to be.
My name, basically, if you think about it, think of, you know, Pandora, Pandora's box.
Yeah,
okay,
that's what I tried
some
of.
More before I go wrong places. The rose.
Think
okay.
I think of the Greek or Roman mythology Pandora, yes.
Okay, think of, you know, you never know what's going to come out next, you know,
okay.
And nobody else knows what's going to come out of me next.
And I know. Usually it's a giggle. It's somewhat predictable.
And a rose is, you know, love and several other things. Well, you know, everyone loves me. And if they don't, well, they should.
Aww.
Wow. Boy, have we rubbed off on this girl over the years or what?
And then number three, is that just a number you like or does it represent something?
No, that just happened to be the number I got on Gmail.
That's what they gave
because
you.
Somebody else
Rose.
Out there was a Pandora Rose already, and she got nailed with a 3. Wow.
3 is a good number.
I don't actually know. Actually, nobody else had Pandora Rose. I don't know why I picked 3. I don't know.
But were you like a mythology buff or something like that? Where'd the whole Pandora thing come from in the first place?
It's a good story, the story of Pandora opening the box, being curious.
Yeah, it's a good story,
letting
but it
all
has some sort of significance
stuff out into the world.
What was she doing?
Well, you know,
Sitting around in the library and then opened her eyes and said, oh, look, it's the Greek mythology section. And, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, Pandora works for me.
I'm sure there's
yeah,
at least
I,
one or
I
two
do.
Other people in our community that use mythological names on the
I'm
board.
Sure, but I was wondering why, you know, if it had, like, more significance
okay.
other than, you know, who she
there's
was.
There's an Anne Rice vampire named Pandora, and I thought maybe possibly it was into that, because I know she digs vampire stuff a little bit.
That's true. Uh-oh, multi-meaning.
There you go. I am into vampires. I am into mythology. I'm into all of that, and basically that's how I came up with the little story behind my name. And let me put it to you this way. Pandora was a name I had on Yahoo, except for, let me put it to you this way, how many times it took me to get Pandora. I am on Yahoo as Pandora 123456 2003.
Oh, my goodness.
At that point, I'd say get something else.
I would just call you Pandora
very,
a lot of numbers.
Yeah, Pandora a lot of numbers, more like.
Pandora a lot of numbers. Shorter.
Yeah, really. That's the next one. The next time you make an account somewhere, just use Endure a lot of numbers. And I'll bet you nobody will have that username.
Hey, well, if you never read Anne Rice's Pandora, Panda, I will send it to you. It's a nice read.
Well, actually, I think that's next in that series. I think it's somewhere next. And I've got so many book series that I started reading, it's like pitiful.
Oh, it's part of the Chronicles. It's one of the early ones. Like
yeah.
After she finished like the main story, I think it was Tale of the Body Thief and then one other one. And then she started with those books. I think it's like the second out of those chronicles. It's from the 90s.
Yeah.
It's pretty old now.
Back in the day.
Well, yeah, back in the day. Back before Anne
back
Dyke
in the
fired
day.
Her editor
yeah.
and used to write good books, you know?
Before she renounced things, I don't know how many times she's renounced things now, but she keeps
renouncing
things.
I renounced the movie. No, I love the movie. Now I renounce my book. No, I love that book.
Yeah, but then
I
she renounced, how many times has she renounced different, that she renounced Christianity, now she loves God again,
and
she
loves
renounces
Christianity, and she's not
yeah,
Catholic,
she,
and then she is. And,
yeah.
Well, that's just what happens a lot of times, you know?
And this has nothing to do with ponies. And don't you just love how we wind up talking about Anne Rice and her renunciation of Catholicism? Only on the Pony Show.
Somehow we got to steer that back into ponies.
We will.
Oh.
Because
oh,
if you look,
go,
yeah, Madonna's Like a Virgin video down in a Mexican country.
Right. Go to
there
Mexico.
We go. Now
there's
we're
pretty
Mexico.
Churches everywhere. So
yeah.
We're in Mexico. There you go. Religion, Mexico, back to ponies.
Madonna, 80s, you're so back there.
Yeah, 80s.
Somebody's having a conniption.
She's laughing and skipping and
she's
ventilating.
She's doing strange things to the phone.
Madonna with concave feet or flat feet and pink hearts.
No, it's something that's in the chat room that I so cannot say on the air, but I am going to mail it to the both of you.
You're laughing at something.
Oh, wait, no, she's on topic. She's in the chat room. We're the ones talking
yeah,
about
we're the
Madonna.
Ones on topic, yeah. It's our show. We'll go there.
Okay, you go to the chat room. I think you can probably see it, but I'm gonna email this one to NG Pony Meat. Oh my god!
What about New Jersey Pony Meat? What?
She's gonna email it to you.
Oh, I gotta check my email. Okay, thanks for letting me know.
Right,
I'm wearing my New Jersey Pony Meat T-shirt today, by the way.
Ooh, I'll drink out of my New Jersey Pony Meat cup.
Yay!
Oh,
All right, checking up on my email, entering my pants, checking on my mail.
Darn, it looks like I missed it. Whatever it was, it's no longer on the site or on the chat.
There, I just reposted it for you.
Hey, oh, rotten bird, he almost went caca on me.
Yes, I said that on the line. I said that on air. Did you miss it when I said that?
No.
That particular word?
I must have
missed
it.
Yeah, I heard you say that word. You say that word a lot.
I have issues, okay?
You say that word a lot. Okay. Hey,
all right, who are you talking about?
I got to give a shout out to Biddy.
Hey, Biddy. Yeah,
Bitty
I just saw
baby.
It. Like, Bitty. All right, now, you know, there's a name that you could talk about. Where did you get your name, okay? There are so many possibilities for that one.
I don't know. Bitty Baby. Is she a little Bitty Baby, or is she an old Bitty Baby?
Or is she just the Bitty?
Her name
is
her
she,
name
is she little Itty Bitty?
Her cat.
Bitty
oh,
is cat. Oh, geez.
Her,
another
no,
person who named themselves after their pet.
No, guys.
No?
Her cat. That's her cat's name.
Her cat's name is Bitty. I get it.
Okay.
And she named herself after her cat.
It
that runs rampant in our community. People name themselves after their pet. Right, little alley cat?
Yes, that's what we do.
Right, pequeño alley gato?
Poco something Caliero was the
name.
Yeah, I
can't remember what alley is.
Poco Gato Calajero.
But what's mine? Mine is Rosas Rojas.
Yeah, yours doesn't really deviate a lot as we go around the world, hon. Sorry.
No, it's always like Rose, Rosen, Rosas, something like that. Yeah.
So let's talk about pony number two.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Pony number two.
Pony number two is Miss Snuzzle.
Ooh, pony numero dos es Snuzzle. Muy bonita, muy linda.
Yeah, and she's down at the bottom if you're following along on PT's site. We're going in the order of we're going
of
in
where
the
order rainbow
of
ends,
but
where the rainbow
the
ends
is there.
Into the sea.com. We're using their order, and when we need details, we shoot on over to Mexican Pony Paradise.
Right.
Senorita Snuggles, Gris con Rosita Pela. Oh, I'm sorry. In English. Go ahead.
That would be you, Panda.
Oh, yes. It's Miss Snuggle. She is gray with pink hair, light pink hearts as her symbol, and her eyes are light blue. That one is the Lily Letty version. She, of course, comes in Little Letty with flat feet, Little Letty with concave feet, and the Little Letty with flat feet is actually darker than the Aquarian Snuggle, and she is lighter than the U.S. Snuggle.
Yeah, and some of them seem to be chubbier or thinner. Their eyes have a little different size. The hair is a little shorter or a little longer. There's like all these really subtle little variations that go along with each one of these, you know, subtle
and
variations.
And I love it.
Color.
I love it because you can say, how do you like your snuggle, light or dark?
There you go.
Pitching forward or standing straight? Thick or thin? I love having options.
Oh, God. Okay. What's the next pony?
Yeah, I would say let's not dwell on this.
Let's please move on. Okay, your
moving
snuggle
right
is really
next
getting descriptive.
Andale.
Next up is Miss Bluebell, who is light blue, light purple hair, periwinkle eyes, and her symbol is large and small periwinkle stars.
Periwinkle. But she has some interesting variations. She actually did a little bit. This is where, you know, Mexico's like, we can go a little bit further with this.
Exactly, because she has one version with almost a bright, intense, almost orange hair color.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Almost like
Harriet.
Cuddles. Just bringing back that cuddling, you know, we got to have it. If you think of Magic Message, cuddles. That's kind of what this girl reminds me of.
You want to see a yellow-haired Bluebell, flip on over to Karina's site, because she's got the picture there. It's amazing.
It's yellow.
No, it's like gold and yellow. It's like...
It's Goldilocks yellow. There you go. It's
like
the Goldilocks.
Goldilocks yellow. Very good. Looks cool.
Don't you love the pony referencing we wind up doing? We have seriously become so much more educated. You know, as long as you've been around, there's always so much more to learn, and you know, it's so cool to just expand that knowledge.
Listen to My Little Pony Talk, and you can become a pony expert, too.
Or at least sound like one.
Or just talk like one.
I'm not a pony expert, but I play one on the radio.
We learn as we go, and learning is so much fun. So, yeah, okay, cool. First variant of the night.
Woo-hoo! That was like in stereo. Woo-hoo!
And which company was responsible for this cool variant? Was it an Oricon, or was it a Lily, the one I can't pronounce?
The Lily.
Lily. Actually, the creator of the yellow-haired Bluebell.
Props to the Letty people.
Wow.
All right.
Who
Who's
knew?
Next? I want more variants. More variants. I'm doing the fist pump here. I'm rocking in my chair.
Come on. Blossom. Oh, Blossom's got another cool variant, too.
Yay.
She's next.
Thank you. Roll.
Go with it.
Okay,
thank you.
I'll do this one if you want.
Blossom is next.
You don't work with the pauses real well there, Panda.
Well, because then she said, I'll do it. Then it's like, okay, you can do
it. Who said I do it? Nobody said I'll do it.
Yeah, I did. I said, I'll take this one.
Go.
I volunteer to do it, and then what's supposed to happen is Panda goes, okay, or she goes, no, you do the next one. so I just I don't step on toes. I wait for an invitation.
I'm totally a toe stepper. You better watch your toes. I'm totally a toe stepper.
With you, I can step on toes. The panda I've only met once, so I tread lightly.
You are such a better politically correct person than I am. I'm in awe of your major consideration factor.
You can thank my mother for that. She instilled me with manners.
Hey, I have manners. I just don't execute them on the air.
No, it's more informal on the show. But anyway, enough about us. How about talking
about... Yeah, right.
Hey,
how about that third pony?
How about the third pony? Third pony! Yes!
Actually, no. I think it'd be like the one, two, three, fourth! Fourth pony!
If
right on. Take it away, Pony Genie.
Oh, okay. I get to do one. Thank you. Gracias. All right. Blossom is pale purple. Aw. With purple hair, of course. White blossom symbol. Purple eyes. Lily Letty, hey, I said it, cool, made a flat foot and a concave version of this pony. Now, the Oricon Blossom is really deep purple, and she has purple hair and the white flowers, but we're talking dark purple, people. Then, here's the variant, right? Another Oricon version has a much lighter purple-colored body, more like the one we know and love, so much that she's almost white, and she has really light purple hair that is nearly white. She's like the washed-out version of Blossom. But
wow.
Yeah, hold on. This is where it gets good. Another version is a flat-footed pony, but she's in a completely different variant pose.
Love
right?
this one. Love it.
Yeah. It's like Tootsie's pose.
It's
sort of.
Cherry Jubilee's pose.
Is that what it is?
It's
Cherry
CJ.
Jubilee?
Yes, that's totally CJ.
Okay, CJ's pose, right, because the one hoof is like bent. Okay. You're right. And she's of purple, dark purple hair, purple eyes. Now, you can see pictures of this on the Into the Sea, or let's see what pictures.
We also have one at the Mexican Pony Paradise.
There it is. Okay. Oricon Blossom. You can really see the difference in the light-colored Oricon Blossom. She really is almost white. This is a pretty, pretty, pretty pony. She's like a ghost. The ghost Blossom. And the Oricon Blossom, the purple is very weird. It's a deep purple, but it has sort of like a grayish cast to it almost.
You know, we should also mention that our resident pony guru also has quite a few of the Mexicans. And I do like the way she takes pictures with hers. So even though she doesn't have this particular pony, it's always nice to go check out some of her pictures as well, just because of the lighting and color gets captured really well with the way she does her pictures for a few extra shots.
She would totally be here this show, but she's taking her, you know, she has the Greyhound. She's taking her Greyhound for a Greyhound weekend.
She's so good with her Greyhounds. She
I
loves
know,
this
she
voice.
Gives her pet a vacation, a special
she,
goal.
I know, she is, she's just, you know, that
you
is
know
her
how,
like, baby.
We go to the pony fair and we all get together and, like, run around in wild packs mm-hmm. and go squee? Well, she's
they do
taking
that with
her dog to a big convention of greyhounds where the greyhounds all run around together and go, hey, I'm a greyhound. Hey, I'm a greyhound, too. Woo-hoo! And they
I
want to
come back as Pony Guru's greyhound. That's
yeah,
what I want to come
too.
Back as.
I want to come back. I want to be reincarnated as Pony Guru's greyhound because I know I would have everything I could possibly want. Big bed, tons of toys, vacations, special, fancy, awesome foods and leashes and walks.
I'd have mini-me's, and I get to sleep wherever I want.
Yeah, and have sleepovers. I could have friends come over.
Right?
Exactly. Pretty much do whatever I want.
And why are we talking about greyhounds? Because this particular blossom is almost gray.
She's nearly gray, like a greyhound.
That's right.
Well, and
with
I really like I really like the light-colored one, I got to say.
She's rather ghostly, isn't
this
she?
Pony. This pony's awesome. This one is going on my want list. And
this is the ghost of Blossom.
And,
that's what it is.
And,
this is like
and,
this is the Halloween Blossom.
I love
that's
her.
What it is.
I think she's great. I wonder what she goes for. I got when you know when Guru gets back, I got to ask her about this.
Well, Guru doesn't have her, at least not a picture of her on her site, which probably means she may go for a wee bit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Of course, she just hasn't
yeah.
gone around and taken a picture.
Not anything that's not on the Guru site, oh, dear.
Yeah, if Guru doesn't have
by.
It, then it may be pricey.
Darn it.
But she's pretty cool.
That is Mexican
and
Blossom.
And CJ blossoms pretty neat, too. Look how huge those flowers are. I mean, those are like Trippin' Daisies kind of huge flowers.
Trippin' Daisies. I like that name better. Yeah, it's cool. And, you know, when you're so used to seeing a pose with the other pony, the way the head was turned on Into the Sea, I thought it was some kind of Franken pony.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
but, looking at the other one, it looks much... No, look at that head. That's not the right head. That's not CJ's head. I am right. It's a Franken-pony, isn't it? And by Franken-pony, I mean they took the head off of one and stuck it on a posed body that it doesn't go with. Hey, Tomcat, quit interrupting the show, will you? Anyway. Panda, are you there?
Yes, I'm just waiting for you too.
You cannot not speak like this, Panda. You can't let these huge... No, it's not funny. I'm pissed. You can't let these big gaps of dead air go on in the middle of a show like this, okay? When little Lollycat decides to go play games with her husband and her kid, you can't just, like, leave me alone here to do all the talking by myself, okay? Didn't like it.
I didn't know if we were listening to see if anything was happening in the background, so.
No, they just pretty much clicked off.
Okay, well, you ready to move on to the next girl?
Oh, I am ready.
Next up is Miss Butterscotch.
Gutterbotch.
Butterscotch.
Pretty yellow pony.
Pretty gold with gold hair. Her eyes are orange. Her symbol is orange butterflies.
Ooh, she's so pretty.
Butterscotch is pretty cool.
Love her.
She's one of those ponies that quite often I like the variants that come up with her.
Oh, thank you for joining us again, little alley cat.
Sorry, had a situation suddenly pop up here.
There was
a cranberry juice fiasco underfoot.
Oh, those are the worst kind of fiascos, the cranberry juice fiasco. No, I'd say grape juice fiascos are probably the worst.
Grape juice fiascos are definitely worse, but cranberry juice fiascos are not good, especially if they're grape fiascos.
Ooh, there was grape involved?
This one was not.
It was
cran-apple fiasco.
But grape was there. Oy. We're talking about butterscotch now, okay?
No cranberries involved.
Three variations, flat foot, concave feet, and then Orokin did their flat foot, too. She's an underrated of the original six, you know? But you do got to love her. Good old reliable butterscotch.
I do like the one real orangey symbol thing going on with her.
Nice fall colors, too. She's good for this time of year.
Oh,
all right, Panda, just charge right in
really,
and take over.
Kit Kat's got a really pretty picture. Nobody's listening. Am I still on mute or something? Kit Kat's got this picture of a Mexican butterscotch, and the hair is like more like almost like a human color hair, where it's this golden... I don't know, golden color.
Goldilocks color.
No, not that kind of golden. Human golden. Like a brownish,
brown.
Golden brown. Yeah, and it's really,
Jane
really
Fonda.
Pretty. Either that's a rehair, or that's just a really awesome color.
Sorry about that.
Now, what happened
about
to you?
My dog decided, I want to go outside. And I had to go take him out.
Yeah,
you just
I think this might be
the dog
little
out
ditty.
In the middle of the show.
This one that I'm looking at.
Boy, oh boy, you guys let the sugar downhill since I've been away. What is with this? Okay, you get cherry juice accidents, dog walking. What's going to happen next?
The
chat
little Eddie
butterscotch. Come on.
I'm putting money that's the one that we're looking at Pony Guru's site, because the description where it says image coming soon says that Hair is floor length. It's darker. Color is a bit lighter than the other two. I don't know, but it's got that floor length, darker color, and I'm thinking this. I think symbols are a little smaller. So I think what we have here at Pony Guru's site is a picture of the Little Letty CF butterscotch that there's
are
not
you thinking,
an image of.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Little Alley Cat? I'm thinking that we better get Pony Expert and Pony Guru together, and maybe one can share the picture with the other.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that. I was like, they don't frequent the same areas, so they're not really necessarily in cahoots with each other, I guess.
Oh no, they are. I see Peppermint Truly in the grunge board of the pink pony community.
Oh, does she
quite,
really go
quite
there?
Often.
Huh?
Yes, she does.
She doesn't wear like a big old hat and dark glasses when she goes over there?
No, she does. She's quite open about it. She's always gone there because that's
where
the Mexican ponies are.
Makes sense to me. You know, I'm oblivious. I go to both so often that I don't always recognize. If I see the name, it's like, okay, I see the name. I don't always recognize whether or not I see it at both places. I just know of a couple people that tend to frequent one or the other more so, if that makes sense. But anyway, I highly recommend you go look at that picture because it's a lovely picture. It's actually in a group shot with a bunch of the collector poses that she has here, and she also has a really nice looking minty with white, gorgeous white hair going on.
I love her site. The thing is, when I go to her site, I'm lost on her site for an hour because I just get so wrapped up in looking at the pony beauty. She does take gorgeous photographs.
And you know what else? I have further evidence to support my theory because the Little Letty that she has, the minty there, is the Little Letty CF minty. So this may be a picture. Back. Minty, rehaired, butterscotch, rehaired. Okay, ignore me. It's rehaired. She fooled me.
Ma'am.
It's gorgeous looking hair, though. Wonderful rehair job. Maybe
Darn.
That's why she doesn't have that picture.
Yeah,
see?
Well,
it's still gorgeous.
Mexican ponies are her thing, so she'll find it somehow.
She'll find it.
She actually goes to Mexico, so she can find her ponies firsthand in their country of origin.
Boy, I'm glad I figured that out, because if Pony Guru would have sent me a text going, rehair, I would have really felt stupid. I prefer to feel stupid of, like, in my own time and discover my own stupidity. Sometimes somebody else telling you you're stupid, you feel even worse.
I hear you. We prefer to do our corrections on the very show where the mistake is made rather than having to do a retraction the following week.
Sorry, somebody pointed out that I'm a real idiot. Have we talked about all these
excited.
Guys? I've lost track. Let's see. We have one more of the collecting ponies to talk about.
Miss Cotton Candy.
Do any of these ponies have Spanish names? Or are they all just English names? So far, we've done nothing but
English.
Names. Interesting.
They're all in English.
Cool.
Well, the bilingual country.
Are we sure about that?
Sure enough for right now. We'll just have a retraction next week. If someone decides that we're wrong.
Right? Well, you know,
in general.
They visit America so often, and America is such a huge part of what happens on an international scale. A lot more Mexicans speak English, I think, than Americans.
Americans speak Spanish.
I mean, not including obviously the Mexican Americans.
Of course, we're not sure.
We're not sure. No, we're not statisticians. We are not backing this up with anything other than, you know, because we said so. And
you
do
a disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
A lot of
the stuff we talk about is like editorial.
Right?
Based on
opinions.
Hearsay.
Opinions reflected here
at the moment.
Do not represent any kind of factual knowledge.
Exactly.
Listen at your own risk.
It's just like kimono at the end, okay?
All
Okay, before I start squirting ice cream.
Oh, Guru. Biddy wants Guru's site. I got to link Guru's site for Biddy.
I can't
like
go to the
website.
No, she wants the Guru's site. That was, Guru is Kit Kat. Whenever
okay,
we say Pony
that.
Guru.
Oh, Kit Kat Vintage.
Okay,
so
you
did
I or did I not?
This one, Guru.
Look, so you put up the Mexican Pony Paradise site and the Into the Sea
because
Paradise.
You keep calling this one now Pony Guru, too. You've done that several times during the show tonight.
No, I always refer to
Kit
Kat as Pony Guru.
Expert in peppermint, truly.
Okay, you all are confusing me tonight.
Okay, when I say Guru, and regardless of who or what's going on, when I say Guru, I'm talking about Kit Kat.
Me too.
Okay.
She's our resident pony Guru.
That's
now,
right. One
the
and
Mexican
only.
Expert, or the Mexican, you know.
Expert.
Whatever you want to call it beyond that, Mexican Guru even would be.
No, don't use the word
pep.
Guru. That's
but yes, Guru, we're going to, not to confuse people.
You've already done that.
Well, we've now unconfused you. You are no longer confused. Pony Guru is Kit Kat.
I'm still slightly confused, but we'll move on.
Well, we can't help you with that. You just got to try to catch up.
Yeah, we did our best to unconfuse you. And what are we referring to? Pep, PT, Peppermint Truly, Karina. We've called her at least a dozen different things during the show.
We have not. That's an exaggeration. We've called her maybe four things. I never
well,
called
I've
her
called
PT.
Her PT.
I called her
Pep,
Karina, or Peppermint Truly.
Peppermint Truly.
Or the expert.
And Karina and the expert. All right, that's five things.
If you're not listening, that's not my fault. I can't control that.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man, am I witchy today.
You are.
Are we
You've been listening
on
to me too long. That's what it is.
I'm telling it like it is tonight.
Are we going to talk about cotton candy? Did we talk about cotton candy? Did I completely miss
no.
it?
No, we basically announced her, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened.
She's pink. I'll look
yeah,
at that
right?
out of the back. Guess what, people? She's pink.
And she has white spots.
And
on her butt. Shocker. Shocker.
How can you know? You can't go wrong with cotton candy. She
I don't know. Cotton candy just pours the bejesus out of me.
I love cotton candy. Don't be talking bad about cotton candy.
Occasionally, I can find a cotton candy. I can appreciate her, but I just more often she just you know. I don't know. I guess I have my moments. I'm renouncing cotton candy this week. I'm doing an Anne Rand.
Next week, you're doing an Anne Rice. Next week, you'll pay
Anne
for
Rice,
that.
Anne Rand, whatever. They're both authors.
And Anne Rule, don't forget her.
Oh, don't
okay.
go there. They're getting me all
okay.
combobulated.
Cotton candy spans all nations. And let's leave
yeah.
it at that. She spans all nations, and she is just perfect the way she is.
That's right, just the way Bonnie Zachary designed her.
Is cotton candy
it's
anything but pink? I'm trying to
it's
think. Wait,
perfect.
Oh, yes, there was. No, maybe. Maybe
nope.
one country we saw something other than pink with cotton candy.
In
no,
my dreams, I saw a brown one.
I've seen a purple one in my dreams.
I thought it was you. No, that's just a different pony. Anyway, I thought we saw something over there in Argentina that was like a weird purpley color with green specks and green hair or something like that.
Sounds
no.
like an exotic illness.
Yeah, it does.
It
well, half the color combinations specks. Of Argentina can come across that way.
With pink eyes.
With
some fatal.
You know, now you're going to make me pull up the Argentinian ponies because I'm going, you know, I saw that.
I'll just Photoshop something later and send it to you and mess with
you. You'll make it exist for me. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll make it exist just for you.
That's what I love about you guys.
We have to admit, I mean, she is perfect the way she was first thought up.
That's right. perfect design. She really does look like a horse, you know, like a little spotted butt horse. What do they call those?
Palominos, maybe?
No, that's Mr. No. Ed.
Appaloosa?
Appaloosa, yeah.
Appaloosa.
Yeah. They look
See, now you're learning about real horses, too.
There you go. We know something about everything on this show. Appaloosa. It's like a little pink Appaloosa, and, you know, that's like what they had in mind. You know, it was like a pocket-sized horse. She's perfect.
She must have been the very first one they thought of. She had to have been.
She is. You talk to her.
She's the only one that looks like a horse.
Herself.
I'm sorry, you talk to who?
She designed. I'm talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Bonnie
the
Zachary.
Horse.
That's the one she designed. And it was originally brown. And then they made it pink, and the pink tested better with the kits. You know, they have those, like, sample kids or kid sample testers, whatever it is. They put the kids in the room with the hidden
sample
mirror.
Sample kids, the kid tester samples, the sample
kids. Yeah, sample kids. And
testing on the kids samples.
Yeah, they live in this room, and, you know, they play with toys, and you observe them, and you make decisions based on what the kids are playing with. And they all like the pink pony.
Yes, and that's it.
She is the grandmommy of them all.
I am not crazy. I found what I'm talking about. Ha ha.
You are crazy, but you also happen to be right.
I am right. That's true. Mint on card baby cotton candy in Argentina from the little first tooth. She is like a dark pink with green symbol and like green hair, like dark green,
but, like emerald green hair. But baby cotton candy.
Right, but I was just saying, how often do you see cotton candy in a different color variation? That's what started the whole conversation. I'm going, I see green. Where did I see green? And this is where I saw green. I'm just bringing back what we just lived for the last 4 months. That's
it's
all.
It's a relative of cotton candy, a spawn of cotton candy. I don't know who the father was, you know, but, you
Raspberry
know.
Jam.
Oh, yeah, right. Didn't she have a funny name, too, like Baby Algodon or Baby Pom Pom or something like that?
Can't read it on the site, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. So
but
back to the Mexican ponies. So same deal, four different variations, four subtleties, two Oregon, two Little Letty. I'm seeing
two
a trend.
Flat feet, two with concave feet. Yeah, it's very much like we did it here. We had concave foot and flat foot. What we had, like, couple different editions, you know, of the concave foot for cotton candy. There's a lot
That's
of
right. Yeah, we have
the
in-store and the mail order and then the
mail
flat
order,
foot.
reissue.
Yeah.
She's a popular pony, you know, and then they reissued her again in 2005. Jesus.
That's right. They did, didn't they?
And the reissues, did they have the concave feet? Do you remember? I think they did.
I never took mine out of the package to find out.
I have one, but I'm too lazy to go and get it. Should
you
I
know,
go get it? It doesn't
like,
matter.
They'll never be worth any money because I think everybody who bought them never took them out of the package.
I did. I really, really did. I made all of yours worth just a little bit more because I deboxed mine.
Hey, way to take my logo.
I didn't take it. I just borrowed it.
There you go.
And yeah, I used it with you. It's not like I'm
that's true, but don't think I don't recognize my own words changed around a little bit there, Missy. I got that trademark, you know.
Right, like my pony Joy.
Yeah, you can keep your pony Joy.
Oh,
as long
I will.
As you...
I will.
Yeah, your pony Joy isn't nearly as interesting.
I got to go have a coughing fit. Excuse me.
She's hacking up some Pony Joy for us now.
Ouch.
That's a special joy.
I'm sorry. I couldn't find the mute button.
That's okay. You hacked up a nightlight for me, right? That's what that Pony Joy was?
It was colorful, whatever that was.
The mint condition nightlight. That's what I've been waiting for. All right, so we actually covered all the collector ponies. We got the whole set.
Awesome. Look at the clock. It's time. Everybody.
What's it time for?
Come on, it's
time
for
so many things.
You know what time it is. Please, it's been weeks.
Let me get this.
I know what he wants.
I know what it is. Say it.
Let me get the cooler out and let me grab these.
pony snacks.
Have it next time.
Oh, how I've missed this.
Yeah, it seems like if we actually manage to stay on task, 10:30 is our pony snack time designation.
It is. 10:30.
Gives us enough time to actually enjoy the snacks and then still have time to talk ponies afterwards while we're benefiting from the little sugar rush.
You too. Enjoy the ponies.
I want ponies.
I have to go to bed early tonight because of work in the morning. So,
no
pony snacks for
me. Don't get
tonight.
Too sugared up. You won't be able to sleep.
Exactly.
So, we have just experienced sacrilege in our house.
What?
Kitten has announced she does not like pony snacks. All this time, she has just enjoyed torturing me by tackling me for them and just... Oh, I see what it is. She has been converted. She used to like them, but now she likes Bolt fruit snacks. Stop it. You're confusing me. That's all right. More pony snacks.
She can like whatever
me.
Kind she wants, but My Little Pony fruit snacks are the official snack of the My Little Pony Talk show. So that's what we get on the show.
As long as they make them, they will be our official
snack. If you're going to eat Bolt, you just got to tune out or go tune into that Fire Engine Guys show. What was that called? Real Heroes or something like that? Listen to him.
No
he
idea what you're talking about.
Bolt. That guy who had the Blog Talk radio show, and he was like on, he had another show of his own.
American Heroes.
That
American
guy,
Heroes Radio.
Yeah,
yeah, it was military.
Military, that's what it was.
He's our friend. He's a cool guy. Mm-hmm. He's way more famous and important than us, too.
Oh, no.
What?
What?
Biddy says we can't get pony snacks in Canada.
I'll just get some fruit snacks, close your eyes, and imagine.
I'm pointing my finger at Biddy right now.
She's been having Biddy beer time. Oh, darn.
Biddy beer? Oh, wow. Awesome. They have good beer in Canada, too. It's not like that watered-down American beer.
And poor girl. You need to have somebody send you pony snacks. Have you even ever had pony snacks, Biddy?
Yeah, seriously, Biddy. Let's do a trade soon, hon.
Yeah, what can you give me? We'll send you some pony snacks.
Yeah, Little Alley Cat's got the goods. They actually sell it in her store. She hooked me up.
Oh, I sent you, five boxes or something?
You sent me, a whole carton of them.
I did. I sent you, this huge box, as many as I could fit in there.
Great. I'm so psyched.
I remember doing the math in my head that, it would be, enough pony snacks for, 6 months. I was feeling very altruistic.
I'm mixing pony snacks in with my Häagen-Dazs right now. I'm having a pony snack sundae.
Mm. You have to eat them quick before they get too hard, though. And then it's stuck in your teeth. And that's the last thing you need.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
My teeth are fixed.
Are they all good to go? Fixed forever?
During my layoff? Oh, yeah. Last week I ate.
Oh, man. You know, you usually post a picture of your teeth.
I ate bagels. I could chew anything. Give me something, I'll chew it.
And how do they look? Did you do, veneers or any of that other stuff?
They look like bionic teeth. They're awesome.
Oh.
They're you know that picture of Farrah Fawcett in the red bathing suit?
Oh, yeah, the iconic picture.
You know that smile?
You got that smile?
Yes.
You got Farrah Fawcett's smile?
I got the,
that
just
awesome.
On one side.
I want to put
gotta
a picture.
We've got to fix the other side now.
You've got to post a picture of this. I've got to see it. That is so amazing. You've been dealing with teeth for dang near as long as I've known you, probably, and it's holy cow.
Yeah, well, it was worth it, I got to say. I'm not posting pictures of my teeth online.
Send them to me by email.
My teeth are not
Test
part of the
me.
Show.
Text me. I won't post them, okay? I won't post the pictures, but I need to
I'll send you a picture of my smile.
I am so excited to know.
Here, everybody, I had rotten teeth. Want to see? You know, I'm not doing that.
Well, no, but you're going to show us pictures of your nice teeth after all the stuff that you've had to go through. It's awesome.
Yeah, but to do that, then people would have to know that at one point I didn't have nice teeth, and I was very embarrassed
about
it.
Well, you know what happens? Not everybody...
You've got me talking about it on the radio. Stop it.
At least you're not in England. Everybody in England has
nice teeth. No más habla para mi diente. Dios mío, I still speak Spanish like Peggy Hill.
All right, well, stop talking about your teeth. Just got to send me a picture.
Okay, you know what you've done to me, Coney Genie?
What have I done to you, Pandora Rose?
You talked about ice cream.
Oh, yeah, she did. I tried to ignore the fact that ice cream was mentioned because I have ice cream here, and I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, it's a buzzword on the show. If you mention it, it just doesn't go away. It just...
And all kinds of strange things happen when you see ice cream on this show.
It leaches into your brain and you can't think about anything else. Once ice cream has been invoked, it doesn't leave.
No, it doesn't. We've got 25 minutes, and let's try to see if we can actually talk about ponies again, or we will be stuck in ice cream land, and next thing you know, people are like, okay, for the first Mexican show, stop listening at 10:35 because let me get on the ice cream rant.
Okay, I got my computer back. I'm ready to talk about ponies.
Okay. You know, after I'm done clipping coupons, because, you know, I do multitask on this show, we'll have to take a trip to the pony room.
Yes, let's go to the pony room.
I mean, because that's another place you haven't been in a long time.
I haven't been in the pony room in ages. I got to get a lung full. Now that I could smell again, you know. Come on, let's do it.
Do you want to go there now?
Anytime, whenever you're ready.
Well, I'm not done clipping my coupons.
Oh, well, are we going to talk ponies next, or do you want
to
segue in?
All right, fine. Let's just go up to the pony room. We'll get that out of the way, and then we can talk some more ponies.
You want to talk about the new My Little Pony show that's starting in 2 days?
Hey, why don't we do that? Because we only got 25 minutes. I don't think we're going to get through a whole section.
All right. You guys got to tune in on 10:10:10 at 10 a.m.
Well, wait, new network.
It's Sunday, guys. We're talking Sunday, day after tomorrow.
Wait. We're going to the pony room first.
Fine. Hit it. All right, you do that to me again. I'm going to crawl through this phone and strangle you.
That is loud. Whoa.
Hey, I made it, though. I made it. All right, all together now. And just for you, I'm going to spin the shelf. Oh, goodness. Are you ready? You ready, Pony Genie?
I am ready. Let's do it.
One more time.
Pony Genie.
Boy, that's awesome. It's just like this
pony
scent. I love this particular shelf. It has all the sweet berry ponies and the candy cane ponies and all kinds of smelly ponies on there.
I got tingles. I got tingles in my head. This smell is intoxicating.
And you were here to experience it in person, so you can go back into the recesses of your mind.
And honey, my heart is still there. It never left. I'm curled up in a little corner over there by your rotating case.
Oh, I got a couple of those going.
The
on.
One that spins and it just
the one
propels
with the smelly.
The pony.
I got two that spin, but the one is the smelly spin.
I want the smelly spin. That's where I want to be.
You be over there.
Know. Some people leave their hearts in San Francisco. My heart is on the floor in front of that pony cabinet. That's just like
random times of the day. I just walk in here and spin the shelf and go, oh God, I'm in heaven, and I leave. I just take a moment. It's my meditation. I walk in here and I have a few seconds and it's like all is healed in the pony room.
Oh, hey, can I finish my spiel now about the new show?
This is pretty big news,
talk about
right?
the new show. I am so
We're
excited about
it. We're talking the new
it.
Network, okay? I think it used to be Discovery Kids. Now it's called The Hub. Now, everybody
mm-hmm.
who's on your computer, go to hubworld.com. HUBworld.com. And you can use the channel locator to find out what channel The Hub is on your local network. Anyway,
Ooh.
Old new series, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, is going to be on TV.
Starting Sunday.
Sunday. 10 a.m. We're talking a whole new line of ponies and faces that, you know, we're, like, familiar with. It's going to be kind of, like, weird. It's going to be, like,
they're
kind of
anime-ish.
They're anime-ish, but, I mean, there's a character that looks just like Applejack and another that looks just like Pony.
And her name is Applejack, too.
And one that looks like Sparkler, but with different colored hair.
And one that looks like, what, Twinkle Hope is there?
Yeah, and one that looks like Twinkle Hope is there. And then this weird freaking queen that looks like a Dream Beauty. I don't know. She's like big.
Yeah, she totally
she's
does.
Like a Pegasus.
Celestia, I think, is her name. And then there was
Can we call it G4 yet? I don't know. But whatever you,
you
want
know,
to call
the,
it, it's My Little Pony. And
personally,
and
I think a lot of people are calling them G4s. But I think right now, as long as they're still associated with the series, I'm not ready to quite call them G4s. I mean, if they're still around in a year, I'll call them G4s. But we don't know how well this is going to take off. You know, that's my thing. And look at all the people that wanted to jump on the big bobblehead things and call those G4s. And they were like, what, one production run, and that was it.
Now, I know a lot of you guys have Facebook. I don't, okay. But, the Twinkle Hope one, I think her name is Twilight Sparkle. But
yeah,
anyway.
And that's weird because she is Twinkle Hope. Mm-hmm. You would have thought they would have wanted
Spike.
To keep that.
Snap. I totally forgot about Spike the Dragon. He's on the new show, too. Anyway, I was saying Facebook, a lot of you have it. My Little Pony is on Facebook, and they have a welcome to, you know, like, page, like the My Little Pony fan page. They have, like, some kind of contest thing running. And you can see all the pictures of the ponies there on that, okay? There's, like, coloring sheets and things like that. Friendship
we're on Facebook, too, but we're not nearly as active as we should be as far as with the posts
well,
and everything.
I think you guys ought to, like, friend the show or do whatever it is that you do.
Yeah, I have to check and see. We might already be friends with the show.
Okay, cool.
We have 100-some friends or something crazy.
The big white one with the crown, she's like a unipeg or a pegacorn or an alicorn or whatever you want to call it.
Unipeg.
Her name is Princess Celestia.
Celestia.
Celestia, right. And then
She's kind of cool. You know what I like? She totally looks like something that leapt out of Powerpuff Land, ran through the windows at Foster's, and landed in Ponyland.
I can kind of see that. I don't know who I want to like off this show. I kind of like Twilight Sparkle's hair. She's got kind of like this Betty Page haircut, you know, like she's got big bangs. And she's a unicorn, so I'm totally down with unicorns. And she seems to be friends with Spike, and which is nice. I mean, dragons are cool. So maybe she's like the goth one. Fluttershy
is
really pretty.
Which one's the one that looks like Sparkler?
Sparkler, that would be Rarity.
Rarity used to be a little baby
purple unicorn with rainbow hair, but the TV show's Rarity is white. She looks like a combination of Glory and Sparkler.
She's more of a whitish blue. Yeah,
she's
no,
white.
I totally. I like her
with purple hair.
Kitten absolutely loves Applejack. So I think there's a little bit for everybody.
Applejack looks like a boy. I don't know why. I think it's just the freckles or something.
Well, have you seen the toys with the toys that
they were at
the pre-order? For,
yeah,
there's
I
like
saw
a whole bunch
person.
Out now that you can get some really
toys.
Good.
Yeah. The
you know what I'm talking about?
The pictures. Yeah. It definitely looks boyish. I don't know.
I'm going to check this out again. My shopping cart is currently empty. It has
what are you oohing about, Panda?
I know exactly what time the show is going to be on.
Yeah, it's 10 a.m.
No.
Well, the network
and
2 a.m.
It's like there's a whole
2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Not Central. Eastern Standard, Eastern Time, 2:30 p.m.
Well, you heard it now, okay? Put that
so
on your DVR.
Not to be upset, people, because you can go there and you can see their channel lineup. They will be showing this episode several times throughout the week.
Oh,
and
yeah, of course they are. Totally.
So if you forget to DVR it or, you know, you can't make it, it's not like a one-shot deal. You're going to get several opportunities. Although true pony enthusiasts will, of course, DVR it and see it.
Oh, no,
immediately.
We will be sitting in front of the TV hugging it.
I'm, like, seriously digging the new toys. I want to, like, buy them all.
Really?
Well, they're going to be, as soon
they're
as
so
each
different.
Episode premieres, I think they're supposed to be releasing the next set.
Well, according to these different pre-order places, they're supposed to arrive in November and December.
That's only a month away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking forward to the show and seeing this. It's nice to see ponies starting up again and trying something new and, you know, getting rid of those awful baby things that, you know, I wasn't fond of. That they
you know, and I'm hoping that they're planning to kind of bring the target age back up to where it was. For a little while there, they threw that target age down to, like, the 3-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I didn't think that was cool. I don't know if they're still going to do that, but I think that the style of them might push them back up to maybe the 7-year-old slot. I don't know. Kind of depends on how that series goes. You know, if that series is way too kitty, well, I guess it'll be stuck in the 3-year-old aisle. But they're doing some really interesting things. Looks like they're going to have, you know, light-up ponies and dressing-up ponies and carriages and play sets. And, I mean, they got all kinds of stuff in the works already. And I still have yet to find Mom Scootaloo. Here we are, gearing up for the whole new thing, and I cannot find Mom Scootaloo.
It's getting kind of late to find Mom Scootaloo at Toys R Us.
Yeah, but the thing is, I never heard of Mom Scootaloo even being found in a store. We saw all the stuff from the fair that they were going to be releasing her, right? You know, we saw the I don't know what you want to know, the prototypes. But then I never actually saw her in a store. I don't recall seeing posts of anybody getting her at a store.
Hmm.
And so I'm like, what happened to Mom Scootaloo?
Maybe they sent her to Europe or something.
I mean, I hope she didn't, like, totally just get, like, shelved where she's no longer going to be made because I need Mom Scootaloo. I got to finish out my mom set. I love the mom do's.
Yeah, the mom do's are pretty funny.
If I don't get Mom Scootaloo, I'm going to have issues.
Soccer mom hairdo.
Yeah, no, the do is so great.
I'm trying to figure out what you two are talking about.
Mm-hmm. Was it G3.5?
No, G3.5, it was like a big one and a little one, and they came with the kind of vehicle.
They had the little nursery babies, and then they had the mom and the baby.
The baby had a car seat and everything.
What are they? Newborn cuties. The newborn cuties, and then they came out with three sets that had moms that were actually not Pinkie Pie. We had, like, Mom Dash, and what was the other one we had? Mom Pie. I don't know what it was. I know one was called Mom Dash.
Somebody, I don't know. Isn't it always Pinkie Pie?
Well, the thing is, the symbol is slightly different. So the other one was what do you call it? Cherries, the cherry blossom mom. It looks like pink pie. Yeah, mom pie and mom dash.
Baby pie.
Mom pie. Okay. Yeah, but I'm not seeing it.
You know,
Scootaloo.
I made one trip to Toys R Us over the summer. I was trying to help mommy in 08. She was shopping for one of these kitty baby sets. And I went in there and I saw the Rainbow Dash one. I'm pretty sure I saw Pinkie Pie, but I don't remember there being an orange one. I guess she just didn't come out.
Well, what it is They had, no, it's not out in stores yet, but it was, all the prototypes and stuff were out. And the mom, Skulu, has, like, a little baby carrier that sits out in front of her. So there's, like, a little itty-itty-itty-bitty baby, Skululu, like a newborn, like creamy newborn cutie that's smaller than the other newborn cuties that sits in the little mom carrier thing around her neck, the baby sling.
Now.
And then it also has, like, a regular-sized newborn cutie. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to find this. And I haven't seen it. It has yet to manifest, and I don't know why.
Maybe try playing harder to get, and then they'll put it everywhere. Right?
I don't know.
For me, everything I don't want is all over the stores, and the stuff I do want, I can't find. So try not wanting it.
Biddy is saying to link her a picture of Mom Scootaloo, and she'll look in Canada, as they do get stuff that we sometimes don't get.
Right on. Well, let me see if I can find a picture of Mom Scootaloo.
You saw it once. Try Strawberry Reefs Guide. You know.
Like the new up-and-coming stuff. All right, let me look there.
Go to the board on General, and there's that link at the top. It's the first sticky. It's like a sub-forum of general discussion. And then Strawberry Reefs domain, and she is all over it. She
links about me, Pony
News. I got a reply from the eBay seller. I'm going to open it. Oh, it's a chick. She says, hello. Yes, that would be fine.
Woohoo!
Yes, I'm allowed to bid. I can get my foreign item. Yes. Woohoo!
Ah, yes.
Yay.
I have found a picture. All right, I'm going to link it. You are so right. Okay, so what it is, it's called Sister's Day Out. And includes new characters, Cheery Lee, as Scootaloo's mom, features new teeny newborn cutie, Scootaloo. Now, it's saying this information was out in March. The prototype was shown at the convention in July. And I don't know if it's in the stores, but let me link it onto our chat board.
And while you do that, I'm placing a bid on this item I want.
And I'm going to go to the linked thread.
Because if I had waited to bid, I wouldn't have gotten through. I just tried to bid and it denied me.
Oh, that
is in June.
Because I would have lost it.
No, I don't know why it's denying me. I'm going to write her back. Let me respond to the seller.
Oh, that is so cute.
I cannot. Yeah, the thread on this died back in March.
Because I'm logged in as you, that's why it didn't take it.
Hello, dead air.
I know. Well, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to find this darn thing. It's driving me nuts. Maybe it's
of it.
Someplace.
It's so cute.
Saw that place at a True last Saturday, but I don't remember what color the pony was. Mrs. G, please tell me that that's the one that you saw. Did you check the link? The mom, the sister set, whatever it's called down there. Sister's Day Out set with the little stroller and the little barf bag mom sling. Looks like a feed bag or something hanging around her neck. Something very wrong.
Okay,
I'm like,
seller.
I must find this.
Oh my god, I'm loving the thread for this. The thread for this pony set is just too cute.
Oh, you mean how we all debate whether it's a barf bag or a feed bag?
No, where is Daddy at in this whole mishmash, because you have one magenta baby, one orange baby, and a light purple mommy.
Well, you know, they probably have several daddies, sort of like cats. You can have more than one father with the same litter.
Oh, God, this is wrong.
See, she's lightning with odd cats involved. They have like a black hip and a orange striped hip and a brown and tan striped leg and like patches of white and black on their face. They're not true calicos. They really do look like they're sewn together from bits of other assorted cats.
See, the thing is, Scootaloo is obviously Lightning's baby. And Cheery Lee is a recessive gene trait that just came out.
Okay. Oh, I'll accept that answer.
You see, when Mom Scootaloo got married to Lightning, she brought her child from a previous relationship with her.
Oh, okay. Kind of like the Brady Bunch.
But if you look,
Brady Bunch.
Who's the mom? Star Song is the mom.
You want to say so. I'm having a hard time. No, see, then the mom is a totally new character. They give them new characters. They have new symbols not found elsewhere. If you look at the actual symbol of this thing, they do the same thing. Mom Dash has, like, a rainbow, but it's not just like Rainbow Dash's thing, and, like, the Pinkie Pie mom has a symbol that has a balloon, but it's not really like Pinkie Pie, and this one has, like, a flower or heart or something going on, but it's not like, you know,
official.
Oh, okay. Do you know what I'm saying? They're new characters, but they never gave them really names. So we just call them, like, Mom Dash or Mom Lou or something like that.
Yeah, we just give them our own names.
Yeah, we give them lingo.
If they don't name them for us, we'll come up with our own. Sometimes we come up with our own names anyway.
Yeah, right?
Like,
I mean, even
better.
If we find out the real name, we stick with whatever we gave them. So, anybody giving me any information? Look around tomorrow on Monday. I love you, Biddy.
Me too. Let me know. Let me know,
yeah,
too.
And if you find them, you got to raid their stock. I'll buy them all, and then I'll up them. I'll sell them on the black market for twice as much. No.
Panda, do you have to work tomorrow?
Yes, I unfortunately have to work tomorrow.
Oh, so that means that we're ending on time tonight, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, we got 4 minutes to go.
3 on my clock. But hey, it was a really happy reunion here. And we got, what, like a whole 6 ponies talked about tonight.
We talked about 6 ponies. But, you know, hey, you know, the first show with you back, and we did talk about the show, and we did have to do quite a little bit of, like, information with the Mexican ponies. I mean, it wasn't just, like, jump in. I mean, there's so much more going on with the production of those guys. Yeah, we've got to be a little more fair to ourselves. It wasn't all just unrelated.
Exactly.
Other than that whole renouncing Christianity part. That was a little unrelated. Vampires were a little unrelated.
And Rice and Rule and Rand.
The Mafia Wars, well, not really unrelated because they could have really happened, but...
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely.
But what a fun show to come back to. I love it.
Well, we love having you back.
Yes, we do.
Same pony time, same pony channel next week. More Mexico. Más México. Ta-da.
More Mexico.
More Mexico.
Más México. Yay. And I will do some homework on these and, you know, try to find out what I can about, you know, all those questions that we brought up today.
Yeah, we can, like, maybe read the site that we are telling everybody to look at.
Maybe read the site that we're, like, looking off of. That would be a big help to, like, actually know what we're talking about. Yeah, what's the fun in knowing what you're talking about?
Well,
and everybody have a really nice, awesome pony weekend. I hope you go and, like, go pumpkin picking or do something kind of autumn-y, because now it's, like, really, like...
Yeah, we actually had a few people.
Go get your Halloween
costumes. People live on the chat. You know,
our live
listeners are coming back, people. That's what I'm thinking.
We are a few fans. Well, we've now got 90 seconds, so do we want to say pony bye-byes?
All right, pony bye-byes.
Pony,
this is Game Mono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You gotta love her. She's so cute.
She needs like a little Dora version of her for Mexico. That would be good. Wasn't there one called like Fiesta Sunrise or something like that?
But yeah, definitely next week there will be part two of Mexico. So until next week, I guess it's good night.
Alrighty, we'll actually say goodnight then. Maybe I'll, wow, I don't know what I'm going to do. My family's still awake. This is a first.
Oh, I don't know. You can go play with the family. Or you can do what I do. I'm going over to the pony boards right now and see who's still up.
Oh, there's all kinds of things you missed over the last week or so.
I got so much to catch up on.
You do.
I got a swap I got to work on, you know. I can't talk about what I'm making because, you know, someone might know somebody, you know, spill the beans. But
I'm tempted to do another swap this year, but I'm really great at buying for other people, but I know I'm just a nightmare for anybody else to try and do for me, and I always feel so bad that I don't know.
Do a swap. Come up with something. What can we swap? Can we swap socks or wrapping paper or I don't know. Think of something.
I don't know. I'll think of something.
Tea.
All right. Bye, guys.
Tea and coffee.
Tea.
Good night,
all
everybody.
Right.
Is it? Is that it? Are they gone? I believe they are. Well, I guess until next week. This is good night from My Little Pony Talk. Good night.